is a bedtime prayer for adults because it's not fair that there's a bedtime prayer for kids in the healing room and not for adults. So I'm trying to include you guys in this so you don't feel left out. I just feel like we aren't cared for enough. We don't care for ourselves enough. Everyone around us is too exhausted and stressed out to care for themselves, much less care for us. So we all long for that feeling, even if you never had it. But those of us who did have it, we long for that feeling of really being nurtured and taken care of. And so then we put a lot of this pressure on our mate or our partner or the person we're dating to take care of us, because we're still trying to fill that need in us to be cared for. And bedtime seems to be when it all comes crashing in on us. It's when we stop long enough to notice, oh my God, I feel so alone. You may have interacted with so many people today, and everyone thinks you're great, and you laughed and had such a good time. But when bedtime comes, sometimes we just are so exhausted and it's so quiet and still that we notice how alone we are, even if your husband or wife is sitting on the other side of the bed. They may not know you, really. They may not know what you need, really. They may not know what to do or how to help you feel comforted. So I'm not saying we need to make our partners feel guilty for not taking care of us, but I am saying we need to bring in the energy of self-care. We need to mother ourselves. We need to father ourselves. So think of three things right now that you could do. I ask myself that a lot. I'll take a piece of paper or a journal and I'll just write down quickly, what do I need? Three things. One, two, three. Quickly. And then stand up and go do them. And it can be, I need some hot tea. I need that new book I bought. And I need to get into bed. Great. Do that. Go make the tea. Get ready for bed. Grab the book. Turn on the lamp and sit in bed and read that book, even if it's just one paragraph. Sometimes we're too tired to really carry through with what we picture, but at least start it so that you get the energy flowing, because then when you turn that lamp off and you go to sleep, your spirit guides know exactly what you're trying to do. One of the quickest ways to pull in our guides and angels is to do something. Action is like a clear prayer. If you take action, like locking your door to your house, your spirit guides see, oh, she wants us to protect the house. Especially if you do it with intention. And so reading one little paragraph in a book with hot tea that you didn't even get through because you were too tired to drink shows your guides, aw, she's trying to take care of herself. She needs nurtured. Let's run with that. It's why when we take care of ourselves, humans also start taking more care of you. Because they see you and they see you with this tea, all cozy, smiling with this new book. And you're giving off this energy of, I'm cared for, or I'm taking the time to feel special or to nurture myself. And people around you are affected by that energy. They notice it and act accordingly. It's why the person who's bullied continues to be bullied. Because they give off that energy of fear. They expect to be bullied. Whatever we're giving off fills the bubble around us. Anybody sitting next to us, passing us, walking beside us, standing in line beside us is in that bubble around us. It extends several yards on each side of us. So we're constantly reading each other's energy. It's why everybody picks on one person. because that person is giving off this energy. And it's why everybody admires one person. I'm obviously generalizing here because many of us try to go the opposite way of what the masses are doing, of course. But this is why a lot of people have the same reaction to someone. Here and there, I'll work on someone who's very famous. And when I do, I'm blown away by their energy field because it's huge. They feel like they have a huge, big presence. And then everybody picks up on that huge, big presence and admires them. Because most of us don't have a ginormous energy field. But even the person who's the most famous of all is still lonely at the end of the day. So let's call on the angels and guides and say a prayer to heal this in us. We ask our angels and our spirit guides to hear us. No matter how lonely we feel, we ask our spirit guides and our angels to come. We ask them to find us. We ask that we can feel their presence. We ask that we feel like a kid again. We ask that we feel cared for. We ask that our spirit guides and angels make us feel as if they are tucking us into bed and kissing us on the forehead and turning off our lamp, bringing us water, turning on a music box, putting our stuffed animal beside us on the bed, making a joke, making us laugh, loving us. We ask that we feel so safe. We ask that all responsibilities are far, far away. We ask that our dreams are magical, happy, full of colors. We ask that all stress is removed now so that we don't have to spend our night processing stressful things in our dreams. We ask that our dreams are filled with angelic activity. We ask that we're able to remember a little bit of it in the morning. We ask that we feel mesmerized by the encounters in our sleep, the visitations of the angels and the spirit guides. We ask that in the morning we are so deeply rested and fulfilled that we're able to take a deep breath and smile immediately upon waking. We ask that it feels like God's light, like the sun, is just shining down on us. That we feel blessed in the morning. That we feel lifted up in the morning. That we feel different. Like something amazing has happened to us, inside of us, changed us, deepened us. We ask that we feel like a spirit on earth, and we know why we came here. We know who we are. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.